Katie. Good morning, everyone. So this is a big week for the Church of England. It's a big week always, Pentecost week, because it's a time when we prepare for the coming of the Holy Spirit. The disciples, as we heard in that reading, were waiting after Jesus had ascended, were waiting to understand what would happen. What did Jesus mean? And the Holy Spirit came with fire and with the wind, and it was the most amazing thing. And the church was born, and 2,000 years later, had grown into a church worldwide, billions of people, almost every country in the world, the church is represented. So this is a big week, but it's especially a big week this year because for the first time we're starting an annual event with the whole Church of England where we'll be joining together to pray, Thy Kingdom Come, to ask for God's kingdom to come in this world of ours, this city of ours, this community of ours. And the whole Church of England will be joining in, and the Archbishops of Canterbury and York have encouraged us to do that. So I thought we'd be interesting to see what the Archbishop had to say about this, so we're going to play a short video which introduces this week of prayer.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It's impossible to overstate, to exaggerate the life-transforming power of the Lord's Prayer. It's a prayer that's reassuring enough to be on the lips of the dying, and yet dangerous enough to be banned in cinemas. It's famous enough to be spoken each day by billions in thousands of languages, and yet it's intimate enough to draw us ever closer into friendship with Jesus Christ. It's simple enough to be memorized by small children, and yet profound enough to sustain a whole lifetime of prayer. When we pray this prayer, committed to Jesus Christ, there is no exaggerating, there's no imagining the new ways in which God can use us to his glory. As Christians, there's nothing more important than our relationship with Jesus Christ. When that flourishes, it overflows into the world around us, to our friends, to our family, to those we work with, to everyone we know. And when the church is full of the presence of Christ, we overflow and transform society in the most beautiful and wonderful way. That overflowing starts with our prayer lives, individually and together as we pray and meet with Christ in prayer. That's why this Pentecost, the Archbishop of York and I are asking churches right across England to pray for a renewal of their expectancy and the abundance and the overflowing of Christ in their lives together, so that people right across the country see who Jesus is and are drawn to faith in him. There are three ways in which we are asking people to pray. First, that all Christians find new life in their relationship with Jesus Christ. The joy that Christ brings us, the comfort in sorrow, the abundance of joy at good times, should be renewed in every Christian in their own personal faith and discipleship. So that's the first thing to pray for. The second thing to pray for is that all those you meet and you're close to, your friends, family, colleagues, even those who you bump into and get into some conversation with, that they might see something of Jesus that draws them towards faith in him, towards learning what his love is for themselves, so that their own lives are transformed. Thirdly, may we pray for the church, that it is so full of the life and joy of Christ that it overflows with the reality of the presence of Jesus. Together and wherever it reaches out to, that overflowing is seen in service and love and compassion, working with the poor, serving each person they come across, wherever they are, in every community in England. We're calling this week of prayer, Thy Kingdom Come, and it will run from the 8th to the 15th of May this year. You'll recognize the words come from the Lord's Prayer, where we pray for the reign and rule of Christ in every heart and every community, that they may find the joy of Jesus Christ.
Those three areas of prayer he's talking about: discipleship, faith, and service. Or in other words, deepen, grow, engage, which is our mission statement backwards. So that's quite interesting. So if you need to remember it in three simple words: deepen, grow, engage. Just think of our mission statement backwards. So we're getting behind this wholeheartedly this week as a church. The church itself will be open every day from 10 o'clock until 3 o'clock, except for Wednesday. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, will be open 10 until 3 o'clock. And there will be stations based on the Lord's Prayer around the church for you to engage with and to guide and inspire your prayer. So please do show up for some of those sessions. We're still looking for one or two people to be available on Saturday to help us host that. It's the PCC away day, unfortunately, on Saturday. So we do need one or two more people for Saturday to host. We've got a handful, but we could do just a few more. So that would be great. But do come and engage with the prayer and engage with the prayer stations. On Wednesday evening, the night when we're not opening the church, there'll be an extended open to God with some worship, some music, and some prayer. And it'll be in the main part of the church, because we hope that many of us will be here for that. And there is one other thing which we're inviting everybody to do. It's something, if you're not able to come, or if your friends who you're talking to are not able to come during the week, you can join in this at home. So I'm just going to play one more short video just to explain what this is.
Called D.L. Moody, who had 100 friends who didn't know Jesus that he prayed for every day. And when one of them became a Christian, he had just ticked their name off the list. By the time he died, 96 of those 100 had given their lives to Jesus. And at his funeral, the final four also became Christians. There's such power in praying for our friends who don't yet know Jesus. In not just doing it once in a while or when we feel like it, but regularly, persevering with discipline. And so I'm going to tie these five knots in this leather strap and wear it to remind myself of just five friends I know who I long to come to know the good news of Jesus.
So Margaret and Peter, who are running the team that is setting up this week for us, have got some official Church of England leather straps. So if you want to take one of these to pray for five friends, or if you want to give it to somebody who's not able to come here so that they can join in the prayer, that would be wonderful. And what I'm going to invite us to do now is to meditate on the Lord's Prayer. And this will replace all the liturgy leading up to the communion. So after this, there will be no more liturgy at all this morning. You'll be glad to know. Otherwise, we'd be running quite late. But actually, this meditation will replace our liturgy, because it actually is a time of confession. It's a time of intercession, although we will have intercessions. But it's a time of all sorts of different aspects of our relationship with God. So can I invite you to adopt a kind of meditative attitude, praying attitude, maybe open your hands if you want to, or close your eyes, however you feel comfortable. And this is really just to get us in the mood for praying the Lord's Prayer during the week. So let's pray. Jesus warned us against vain repetitions. This is the antidote to that. The Lord's Prayer is a model for all Christians, passed safely down through the ages, arranged with consummate skill, unable to be twisted or distorted by any man or woman, carrying within it the whole Christian message, everything necessary for the daily nourishment of our soul. So, our Father in heaven, as Jesus taught, we dare to pray, dare to call Almighty God our Father, dare to hope for the love, the patience, and the forgiveness of a Father. Dare to see ourselves as children of God. we are at our best, hopefully, when we're dealing with our children. Our Father in heaven reminds us of the character of the God. Perfect Father dealing with his children. But it's not my Father, but our Father. All our people, all God's people, our brothers and sisters, the children of one Father, limbs all of the same body. Our Father in heaven. These words conjure up dreams beyond all dreams. What horizons and skies, what mountains and seas, what birdsong in heaven. What colors, what hills and streams wait in our eternal refuge. What laughter, what music, what conversation will fill an eternity in paradise. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, hallowed, holy, whole, wholesome, healing. He is the bread of life, so bakers can understand him. He is the light of the world, so electricians can understand him. He is the living waters, so lifeguards can understand him. He's the Alpha and the Omega, so Olympians can understand him. He is the true vine, so winemakers can understand him. He is the door, so carpenters can understand him. He is the foundation stone, so builders can understand him. The word, so journalists can understand him. The way, so travelers can understand him. The truth, so politicians can understand him. The good shepherd, so farmers can understand him. The life, so that undertakers can understand him. He is the one, the way, the truth, and the life, so we can all understand him. We worship your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Someday, envy, greed, and malice will die of shame. Someday the insanity of violence will be healed. Someday the sickness of sin will be cured. May your kingdom come, Lord. May your will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. And yet, saying these words, we feel the guilt of the rich man who asks for more. Can I ask for daily bread when a third of the world is hungry? Can I ask for daily bread when the poor live in hovels, when the refugee remains behind barbed wire? Lord, you've given us bread. You've given us sufficient and more. Thank you. Like the feeding of the thousands on the mountainside, we could fill the baskets of the world with the scraps left over. Lord, show us how to share our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. We've exceeded, gone beyond what is honorable, just, or right. We've offended, inflicted injury upon others, trespassed against kindness, offended gentleness and peace, sinned in anger and selfishness, as much in the things I've chosen not to do as in the things I have done. Father, forgive us our trespasses, the petty sins of a working day, the curt remarks, the mean self-interest, the times I've missed the opportunity to care, to share, to love, to pastor. Lord, as you do not bear grudges against me, let me not bear grudges against anyone else. As you do not cling to the memory of my sins, let me forget the wrongs I have suffered. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Temptations seem to abound. They lie at wait at every corner. The temptation to speak evil of another. The temptation to envy someone. The temptation to lust. The temptation for petty frustrations, for anger. Father, let me not be tested more than I can bear. In my moments of weakness, be my strength. When I must decide, guide me. Let me choose love and not hatred. Let me choose love and not anger. Let me choose love and not envy. Let me choose love and not evil. Do not let me be tested beyond my endurance. But when I am tempted, let me see your face. When angry words form in my mind, let me hear your voice. And when I move to bad actions, let me feel your hand on my arm. May my thoughts be guided by your wisdom. May temptation lose its power because of your presence. And deliver us from evil. Open our eyes. Help us to see through all the disguises adopted by evil. Let us see the evil and the hopes that it has to ensnare and capture us so that we might do battle. Let evil be exposed wherever it hides, whatever lies pretend to truth. Lord, deliver me from evil in all its forms. You are the love that rescues us from evil, the love that saves us for danger, the love that frees us from captivity, the love that heals our suffering, the love that releases us from the prison of sin, the love that liberates us from the fear of death. For your love has conquered suffering, sin, and death. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Lord, come in your power. Come in your spirit. Soften our hearts. Open our minds. Come in your Holy Spirit. We welcome you today. Amen.